When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Peter Fury. How are you, mate?
All right. Yeah, not too bad, Coogan, thanks.
Out early on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, just flying over to Holland to see Rico Verhoeven, and he's having a glory competition as in a tournament. So just going over to see that, really. Nothing else.
Nice. I was following your Twitter last night. I know you would have watched the boxing last night. A devastating second round knockout by Anthony Joshua of Francis Ngannou. What did you think of it, Peter?
I think it's what I said in the beforehand. You know, this Francis Ngannou, big dangerous man. He's a fighting man, no doubt. Strong, powerful, but he's a complete novice. He's not a boxing man, is he? So you're in with a world level. When you step up, he got dealt with how he should have been dealt with, because this is why he's boxing for a reason. You know, you couldn't miss him. So as soon as he started unloading, it was over. So that's what should happen to a one fight novice. Because being strong and powerful and big doesn't mean to say you're a world-level boxer. You're not. It's a ring. It's for boxing. And that's what showed. Not taking anything from the fella. But this is boxing. It's not a tough man competition. Listen, if that was in MMA, it'd be the same the other way around. But it's not, is it? It's a boxing ring. So he's not at that level. And he can't be at that level. He's had no boxing experience.
Do you think that people were reading too much into his performance against Tyson leading into this?
I think, look, every fight is different. And what I will say is this, you know, Ngannou is not a boxer, is he? He's new to the game. You know, he's earned a ton of money, and that's it. But, you know, look, we're not in the gym learning skill sets for years on end. You know, it's the little bits and pieces, you know, which make a whole difference. That's why people like Josh, you're out. There's no fast track to this game. And, you know, he's no different. Yeah, world MMA fighter, you can see, big, powerful unit. Look, powerful units, big punches and all this don't make world-level fighters. So it's very simple. So I expected the result, probably not as quick, because I didn't know how tough Ngannou was. But as soon as he got it, that was the end of it. But Joshua can it, to be fair. So, but look, you can't stand in front of any heavyweight can punch. If you're there to be it, you're going nowhere.
Do you think this might make MMA fighters who think they can come over to boxing think twice seeing that last night?
Well, they've done it in other weight classes, haven't they? So they can cross over. It just depends. But people get carried away. You've got to be a world level boxer to you've got to avoid the shots. You've got to be able to slip and offset opponents. You know, that doesn't you just can't change up and think, oh, I'm looking for the big punch. It's just never going to happen. Look, this was a publicity fight more than anything. They've earned a fortune of money. But, you know, it was it. Joshua done what he needed to do to a two-fight novice, and he got the job done in style, as it should be done. So you can't say anything else. And nobody can read it any other way, can they?
No, absolutely not. But, I mean, prior to this, Peter, I mean, speaking to people in boxing, there was a lot of people that were suggesting that this was going to be a difficult fight for Anthony Joshua.
Only insofar as he's a big puncher and he's a big dangerous man. But more than that in boxing. Look, I think people who know boxing. And people who don't know boxing, obviously, you know, they've got an opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think kind of how you said it is how people are now viewing it in terms of that is what was meant to happen. But yeah, I mean, prior to that, I'm saying an exact split opinion, but there was a lot of people that were thinking that Joshua wasn't even going to stop him or knock him out. They thought that Joshua would beat him on points. But yeah.
Well, you can't say, nobody can say he was going to knock him out and do this and do that, because we don't know how Nagano's trained. We don't know how tough he is and how he can withstand punishment. And this is not about withstanding punishment. When people hit you with snapshots like that and they're quick, you know, I don't care who you are, you like to go in out. You've got to be able to slip and slide them shots. You've got to see them coming, and you've got to premeditate that these shots are coming before they get there by watching the balance and where they're going. So you can't wait for the punch to start travelling and then try and move, can you?
Do you think we'll see Francis Ngannou box again?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You know, the man's made a lot of money, hasn't he? He's not going anywhere on the world stage, is he? Because he's got too much to catch up with. But, you know, look, can they come back? Of course. It's a long road, isn't it? Especially when you're getting hit like that. But anything's possible. Can't rule anything out. But he's a fella that's never boxed before, because MMA is different to boxing, especially at that level.
Okay, well, listen, just wanted to get a quick reaction from you, Peter. But yeah, listen, it was job done for Joshua last night. And that was
I think it's good for boxing, because there's one thing that Anthony Joshua has done. He showed what boxing can do to non-boxers, really. And that's what's happened here. So it's good for the sport. And he didn't need it in again. And listen, he done well, Josh. You know, he can't take anything away from him. He set it up, you know, and he put the shots together, hitting clean. He didn't need hitting again, you know. That would put a mule over. But look, I've always said, and I said beforehand, he's there to be hit. He can't get his feet out of the way. There's a difference. There's a lot to boxing. I could go on all night why the reasons why he's been hit. But he was gonna get it, if you know what I mean. Because of the inexperience and where he is. But full credit to the man, you know, he's stepped up to the plate and he's got in there. You know, so but he comes back down to this, being a strong man, a powerful puncher, a great athlete, somebody that can pick a car up and throw it over a cliff, doesn't make a world-class boxer. People need to understand that. Having a six-pack and being built like a brick shithouse would not make you a world-level boxer.
When are we going to see your boy Huey in this blossoming heavyweight mix again, Peter?
Yeah, he's back, and they're going to announce something very, very soon, but he's out very, very soon now.
Okay.
And it's not months away. I can tell you, he's definitely boxing in April next month.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is.
It's about time.
All right,
listen, I would let you crack on with your road and ferry. You getting on a ferry?
No, I'm getting on a plane, Cougar.
Are you getting on a plane?
Yeah, he's fighting this evening. By the time I got the ferry there, it'd be all over.
I'll tell you what, you look fresh for someone that's had five bottles of wine.
I take the veil. I'm not too bad. If I had three bottles of wine, I wouldn't be up this morning. Definitely not.
No.
I think it finished about 1 o'clock. I've only had a few hours sleep myself.
Yeah, it finished here about half four round it, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I never saw a lot of the undercard because I got back about 9 o'clock. I've seen the Nick Balls fight, seen the Parkers fight. I watched the three fights. That was it. Yeah, I didn't see what was on the card before.
What did you think of Parker? His win over Zhilei Zhang. Obviously, he was dropped twice in that fight, but still managed to get the win.
Listen, he done well. He kept him off with his feints, and Zhang couldn't throw a punch after round five. You know, he looked like he was full of lactic acid. But, you know, he didn't look a fighter in shape to me, Zhang. You know, the fat was over his trunks and stuff. So, I don't know. He just didn't look well. He obviously wasn't because he couldn't throw after five rounds. You know, he was threatening to throw, but he couldn't do it. Is it his age? But I think mainly due to Parker's boxing and keep setting him off with angles, the feints, and he unpicked him. So I'm not trying to be clever, but as much as what I said would happen with Parker and Zhang. But Parker's done well. He's had a good result. Zhang is very dangerous. As we know.
We shall see what happens. Okay, Peter, thank you very much for your time early this morning for you.
No problem, Coogan.
We'll
catch up when you're back.
100%.
All the best. When are you flying back?
I'll be home next week.
Oh, so you're staying out there, are you?
Yeah, a couple more days I'm here, and then gonna be home. So yeah.
Good man. No problem, Coogan. All the very best.
Thank you very much, Peter Fury.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.